Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Episodes of this program are supported by Wrangler.com. Long live cowboys.
Today, Word with a Champ enjoys the Unleash the Beast Tour, sanctioned by the Professional Bull Riders. It is our pleasure to visit with a young man that has been at the top of the list in the PBR not once, but twice. Two-time PBR world champion, Jess Lockwood from Montana. Hello, Jess. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, it's good to be here. Good to see you, Randy.
Man, you're looking good. The first time I interviewed you was in Aberdeen, South Dakota, I believe. You won it. And then the next year, you were the Rookie of the Year in the PBR. And then the next year, you were the PBR World Champion. And for whatever reason, you came back to Minot at the North Dakota State Fair and won the bull riding again with the Moss Brooker Rodeo Company. I think you're having some fun.
Yeah, it was fun back in those days. I was 19 years old, and it was in 2017. I was just sitting in the stands with my two buddies at the North Dakota State Fair, and Coy Gunderson came up to me after the first half of the bull ride, and he's like, "Hey, you want in the second half of the bull riding?" It was just Moss Brooker's or Gunderson's amateur bull riding. And I was like, "Oh, sure." So I ran and grabbed my stuff that was in the car and got on. And that was a fun time in life.
That tells me that you enjoy the art that you're performing in.
Yeah, whenever I get to ride bulls, I'm just having a blast.
Well, tonight you continue to perfect that art. We saw some great competition tonight. Dinner Barbosa, number 45 in the world, standing on a bucking bull, Pegasus. I mean a bucker, McCoy Rodeo Company, along with Smiths and Neal, 93.1 points. Before that, you were 89.15 points. Number 22 in the world standings on a bucking bull named Striker of Cooper Scruggs Bucking Bulls. Tell us about this bull.
Man, that was a great bull in this pen. And it was a really rough set of bulls out tonight, hard buckers, and I drew a really nice one in the pen and knew I had to capitalize on it with that type of bull under me, and he was just perfect, just kind of blowing up in the air and let me stay on for the eight. It felt good to be back.
You know, Jess, this is a sport of ups and downs, injuries and victories, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, as the cliche goes. And you seem to be able to find the mountaintops. You found a good mountaintop tonight. Has this been going all season long?
You know, I've been out the last 2 months, had to go through concussion protocol, and just kind of a long ordeal, longer than I would have liked. Had to get a couple brain MRIs, and everything checked out good in the end, but it held me out for a couple months, so felt a little bit rusty tonight, but I let my hand stay in the rope and got the job done. So I've only been to 5 events this year, and this is the 6th, I think.
Your kill ratio is mighty fine to be number 22 in the world standings. How does it look for your 6th PBR World Finals? It's coming up in 3 more events, and after that, you're back for another gold buckle.
Yeah, it feels good. I'm glad I got back just in time to kind of get warmed up before the World Finals. I'm definitely as healthy as can be. There's a lot of guys that are kind of beat up right now. Since I've been sitting out 2 months, I've had a chance to heal up and get to feeling as good as possible, and I just got to capitalize when I get the opportunity, and tonight I was lucky enough to do that.
You know, there's a lot of young men and women listening in Indian country, and we all have challenges, and some are academically, sports, athletically, personal. You obviously have an opportunity to share with them about your ability to overcome a couple of things: the fear of failure and the fear of getting hurt, which is prominent in this sport. Tell me about that and your angle.
I just trust in God's plan every single time. I just lean and put all my trust in Him, and He's going to carry me forward. I don't lean on my own understanding and ways. I just lean into Him as much as I can, and He'll carry me.
Going in to the PBR World Finals in Texas, from here in South Dakota, with 2 more rounds to go, what is your mindset to the next bull, to the next 8 seconds, to the conclusion of potentially a very successful season?
Hey, we started out this weekend good, and I just got to keep staying on the ones they put under me and take it one bull at a time.
We've had the pleasure of visiting with Mr. Jess Lockwood from Montana, 2-time PBR World Champion, maybe 3 in 2026. Jess, it's always good to see you. We're so proud of you. God bless you and have success, partner.
Thank you. It was good seeing you again, Randy.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879, South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.